It's time for Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Here's your host, Randy Martinson.
USDA did a big data dump on Monday, bringing a lot of information into the marketplace, which, surprisingly, of the four major reports that were released, all four were a little bit negative to the grains. Today, we'll cover what the quarterly grain stocks report brought us. We'll do that after this break.
The cattle market has been on fire this past year with record-breaking prices. But with higher prices comes higher risk for cow-calf producers. How can I take advantage of those record highs? Should I be expanding my herd? Livestock producers have two key tools to help manage that risk: livestock risk protection and pasture, rangeland, and forage insurance. At Martinson Ag, our PRF Optimizer tool helps you select the best coverage. Call the risk management professionals at Martinson Ag, 701-205-4200. Martinson Ag, an equal opportunity provider.
Well, what was likely the least bearish report out of the reports that were released on Monday morning was probably the quarterly grain stocks estimate. Although stocks did come in much higher than anticipated, they were somewhat calmer than what we did see in the rest of the reports. Looking at the numbers for wheat, stocks came in at 1.67 billion bushels. That was up 39 million bushels above expectations and 102 million bushels above the previous year. Looking at the stocks numbers right now, it does appear that there's 73% of the wheat is stored off farm, while 27% of the wheat in stocks is on farm. For corn, stocks came in at 13.28 billion bushels. That was 320 million bushels above expectations and a whopping 1.2 billion above last year. Looking at the corn stocks, right now it appears that 66% of the corn is on farms, while 34% is stored off farm. For soybeans, stocks came in at 3.29 billion bushels. That was 40 million bushels above expectations and 190 million bushels above the previous year. Looking at the breakdown, though, for soybean stocks, it looks like about 52 are stored off-farm, while 48% of the stocks are stored on-farm. Overall, this report was just a little bit negative, more negative on the corn side because of a lot bigger amount of corn still in the bins. Whereas for wheat and soybeans, the report was just a little bit negative.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.